Harper Audio presents In Country, a novel by Bobby Ann Mason, performed by Jill Brennan. Part 1. Chapter 1.
I have to stop again, hon, Sam's grandmother says, tapping her on the shoulder. Sam Hughes is driving with her uncle, Emmett Smith, half asleep beside her.
Where are we? Grunts Emmett.
Still on I-64. Mamaw has to go to the restroom.
I forgot to take my pill when we stopped last,
Mamaw says.
Do you want me to drive now?
Emmett asks, whipping out a cigarette. He smokes Kent's, and he has smoked 7 in the 2 hours they've been on the road today.
If Emmett drives, I could set up front, says Mamaw, leaning forward between the front seats. I'm crammed in the back here like a sack of sausage.
Are you sure you feel like driving, Emmett?
It don't make no difference.
I was just getting into it, says Sam, irritated. It is her new car.
Emmett drove through the heavy traffic around Lexington because Sam wasn't experienced at city driving, but the interstate is easy. She could glide like this all the way across America.
At the next exit, Exxon, Chevron, and Sunoco loom up, big faces on stilts. There is a country kitchen, a McDonald's, and a Stuckey's. Sam has heard that Stuckey's is terrible, and the country kitchen is good. She notices a hillside with some white box shapes, either beehives or a small family cemetery under some trees. She shoots onto the exit ramp a little too fast, and the tires squeal. Mamaw gasps and clutches the back of Sam's seat, but Emmett just fiddles with the buttons on the old army jacket in his lap. Emmett dragged it out of his closet before they left. He said it might be cold in Washington. It is summer, and Sam doesn't believe him. Sam pulls in at the Sunoco and springs out of the car to let Mamaw out. Mamaw has barrel hips and rolls of fat around her waist. She is so fat, she has to sleep in a special brassiere. She shakes out her legs and stretches her arms. She is wearing peach-colored knit pants and a flowered blouse with white socks and blue tennis shoes. Sam doesn't know Mamaw Hughes as well as she does her other grandmother, Emmett's mother, whom she calls Grandma, but Mamaw acts like she knows everything about Sam. It's spooky. Mamaw is always saying,
"Why, that's just like you, Sam," or "That's your daddy and you for the world."
She makes Sam feel as though she's been spied on for years. Bringing Mamaw along was Emmett's idea. He is staring off at a bird flying over the Sunoco sign.
"Regular?" a blonde boy in a Sunoco shirt asks.
"Yeah,
fill her up."
Sam likes saying, "fill her up." Buying gas is one of the pleasures of owning a car at last.
"Come on, Mamaw," she says, touching her grandmother's arm.
"Take care of the car, would you, Emmett?" He nods, still looking in the direction of the bird. The restroom is locked, and Sam has to go back and ask the boy for the key. The key is on a ring with a clumsy plastic Sunoco sign. The restroom is pink and filthy, with sticky floors. In her stall, Sam reads several phone numbers written in lipstick. A message says, "The mass of the ass plus the angle of the dangle equals the scream of the cream." She wishes she had known that one when she took algebra. She would have written it on an assignment. Mamaw lets loose a stream as loud as a cow's. This trip is crazy. It reminds Sam of that Chevy Chase movie about a family on vacation, with an old woman tagging along. She died on the trip, and they had to roll her inside a blanket on the roof of the station wagon because the children refused to sit beside a dead body. This trip is just as weird. A month ago, Emmett wouldn't have gone to Washington for $1 million, but after everything that happened this summer, he changed his mind and now is hell-bent on going and dragging Mamaw along with them.
"I was about to pop," Mamaw says. That was a lie about her pill. Mama just didn't want Emmett to know she had to pee. When they return the key, Mama buys some potato chips at a vending machine.
Irene didn't feed us enough for breakfast this morning, she says. Do you want anything?
No, I'm not hungry.
You're too skinny, Sam. You look holler-eyed.
Irene is Sam's mother, Emmett's sister. They spent the night in Lexington with her in her new house, a brick ranch house with a patio and wall-to-wall carpeting. Irene has a new baby at the age of 37. The baby is cute, but Irene's new husband has no personality.